I still bear the scars from the time I spent with Estelle. I think the thing that I can never forgive her for is that she embarrassed me on numerous occasions in public. And it's one thing to have arguments with your spousal unit, but when they humiliate you in public, well, it's kind of hard to take that back. I'll never forget the time we were at her brother's wedding. I was in the wedding party, so I was sitting up at the dais, and everybody was dancing and singing songs, and eating and drinking. When Estelle, drunk as she was, she used to get sloppy drunk. I mean, she didn't. She was a sloppy, stinking drunk. She waddled up to the microphone with a Winston hanging out of her mouth, sloshing Jack Daniels all over the piccolo players. She grabbed the mic. She said, "I can't continue with this hypocrisy any longer." Everybody stopped dancing and they looked at her. They said, "We're here celebrating this marriage. We should be dressed in black celebrating a wake, because let me tell you something, this young couple doesn't know the living hell they're getting into. Sure, look at them now, all lovey-dovey with a stupid expression on their faces. You give them 5 years. You give them 5 years and see if they still run to each other's arms. See if she still loves him hungrily in the night after he's had a big meal at Chili Con Carne. Can't even keep the covers on the bed. And then you tell me about love. Right now they go bicycling in the park, stopping for fresh fruit on the way. You give him 5 years, his big, fat, distended belly will be in front of the TV set. Drinking beer after beer, watching football game after football game, and she can parade naked in front of the TV set. He'd say, move out of the way. Because he'll be tired of that fire. He works so hard to get, he'll be tired of it no time at all. And there you'll be at the height of your sexual arousal, denied, forced to humiliating self-degradation at times when he should be there by your side. The nights out with the boys will increase until he's never home, night after night using any excuse. And then he comes home sloppy drunk, and then he wants to hop up oh, gaga with the scent of another woman still on his body. And so you acquiesce with tears rolling down your cheeks. He doesn't even know it's you. He calls you by another name as he breathes his beer breath in your face and then falls to sleep on top of you. After 30 seconds. That'll be your life. By then you'll have given up your life and your career. By then you won't have completed your college. The thought of leaving him will be pleasing to you, but then you'll have no place to go, and so you'll stick out a stinking marriage with a couple of stinking, ungrateful kids that he won't help to raise. That'll end up leaving you destitute and alone. Not only that, but you'll get fat too, because you'll have nothing else. You'll have no sexual gratification, no professional gratification, so you'll start to eat. And you'll get, look at me! And she ripped all the buttons of her dress open, revealing your hopelessly distended, disgusting stretch mark laden body. Everybody went, and she said, let me tell you something. Well, I got tired of hearing that, you know? I got tired of hearing that, so as she's ranting and raving, I just went, and Estelle's going, and I want to tell you further. Well, while everybody else went running up there to administer the Heimlich maneuver to her, I resumed playing with the bride's leg under the table.
Washington's only real rock is DC 101, WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.